with Wookbeat. I'm Don Swain.
Someone once told me the title of a collection should convey the fact that it's a bunch of things that you like a lot. And I like cheeseburgers.
That's Bob Green, who has put together some 80 of his Esquire magazine and syndicated newspaper columns into a book called Cheeseburgers. Green looks for offbeat people to write about and sometimes seeks out stories just to satisfy his own curiosity. For example, Bob Green went to San Antonio to look at the Alamo.
I envisioned it down on the high Texas plains, this mission set up against the backdrop of the blue sky with the sagebrush rolling over the desert.
Instead, the Alamo was downtown across from Woolworth's and next to an optical store with a USA Today vending machine in front.
I finally left the place and I was so sort of disillusioned that I went looking for a real Texas frontier bar. And I looked up at the sign of the place I ended up at and it was called Lone Star Yogurt.
Bob Green also writes about what he's done a lot of these days, the book tour.
It wasn't like this, I don't think, for Hemingway and Faulkner and the great authors of the past, but the book business has become a real business. It's like show business.
Green recalls crisscrossing the country and bumping into the same psychologist who was making the rounds hyping his book.
It was almost like in high school where you'd run into the same people between class, but now it's happening in different cities on the book tour.
That's Bob Green. Athenaeum has put together his charming, often heartwarming newspaper and magazine columns into a book called Cheeseburgers. By the way, newspaper man Green is a little uneasy being the subject of an interview.
I much prefer being on your side of the microphone, Don. I'm much more comfortable asking the questions.
With Bookbeat, I'm Don Swain.